6 music.
From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Changes every idea I've ever had. Oh, such a heavy love rolls out like a blanket. Why must it fold up on me? Why must it fold up on me? Slow replies when I'm hungry enough to get. Dust is thrown around my room, I better get out of here. You can lead me on all the way home. You can lead me on all the way home. Don't wait, don't wait for too long.
I don't know where I developed this weird sort of ritual of sticking my head out of the skylight at my house at the beginning of each show. Maybe it's to give you a sense of location as a listener. Anyway, I nearly always then shut the skylight, clear my throat, and then announce that I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everyone, happy Sunday. I pre-record this programme midweek in my little house here in North Manchester, up at the top of the shop in the attic. And kind of in the attic of the week as well, aren't we? 10 till midnight on a Sunday. Out of the way, where nobody interferes. Anyway, this is where I am. It's for me, it's a Wednesday afternoon. Very mellow. It's been quite stormy and blustery over the last few days. And the rain has been a tumbling down here in the north of England. Which is fine by me. It's wishy-washy weather I can't stand. Whatever it's doing, it's got to do it. Do you know what I mean? In any case, that was the Duke Spirit. There's a new one from them called Don't Wait. Absolutely love Leela's voice. She's an old friend of ours as well. We've toured with the Duke Spirit once or twice. Great people. That's from the album Bruiser. That was out at the beginning of September, and it's fantastic. I heard Huey Morgan here on Six refer to her as the First Lady of Rock. The new First Lady of Rock. I can't help but agree with him. And once again, left my phone on. You see, I get too relaxed in your company and end up doing things like that. Anyway, yeah, so that was the Duke Spirit and Don't Wait from the album Bruiser. The next tune I'm going to play is kind of an indication of what kind of a programme it's going to be this week. I've decided that I wanted to focus for most of the programme on tunes that are exquisitely disconcerting. Those are the only words I can think of to describe the feeling I'm trying to get over. Songs that have an exquisitely disconcerting edge to them. This tune's by Lisa Germano. If you've never heard of her, she was born around 58. She's a singer-songwriter and instrumentalist, a multi-instrumentalist. She's appeared on over 60 records by other people: John Mellencamp, Simple Minds, David Bowie, Jan Tiersen, Neil Finn, Sheryl Crow, Iggy Pop, Jewel and Eels have all used her. But she's released 7 of her own albums. And I have to admit to this being the only song of hers that I've ever heard. And that's because it was a Song for Guy recommendation a couple of years ago. So this is the first example of songs this week that are exquisitely disconcerting. I'll have to find out, actually. In fact, why should I find out? If you know who produced this record, why don't you email me? guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. If you know who produced this record, because I think some credit needs to go to them. May well have been her. Anyway, the artist is Lisa Germano. This is exquisitely disconcerting number one, and it's called Nobody's Playing. Happy Sunday, all.
These are your secrets hidden inside. Wherever you go, wherever you hide, nobody's playing, nobody knows. Circles and circles, places to drown.
Do you know what I mean? By exquisitely disconcerting. Those musical breaks are beautiful, aren't they? And really unexpected. A whole tempo change, a whole key change, and this melancholic, mysterious sort of musical motif popping in between verses. That was Nobody's Playing by Lisa Germano. Somebody with a history of exquisitely disconcerting would be Wilco, Jeff Tweedy from Wilco. Wilco has in his current band the most amazing players in the business at the moment, and some Wilco records concentrate on that playing and just enjoying that musicality. But I also love his lyrical style, and on this new song, which came out in it came out on the album The Whole Love, which came out last month, this song and others like it on the album are concentrating more on Jeff Tweedy's lyrical style, which I'm a huge fan of. Have a listen to this lovely song. It's called Rising Red Lung.
So rising red lung, glisten under the sun. I wonder when it will pop in the snow. The melody's a mistake, embrace at the wake. How long does it take for us to know? Want a wig that's been blown, something unknown, buried under a mile of snow. Found a fix for the fits. Come listen to this, as intimate as a kiss over a phone. And it goes.
Isn't it? That's from The Whole Love. That's the latest record by Wilco, and that's called Rising Red Lung. Lovely positive bit at the end there. Loved it.
Sex Music.
Mark Riley. Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
What are you lot laughing at?
Ex-lovers are back in the room, hello.
Do you know, I normally take bands to task for not having a title for a song.
Yeah, it's a new song. Sorry.
How new?
It's actually not that new.
Live music every night.
And that is Lapel's
De Rosa.
Deer Track.
Live in session.
Mark Riley.
We'll have a chat. Semi-sensible is the way I'm feeling at the moment, but...
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit worrying, really.
Mark Riley.
Excellent stuff. Enjoyed the session, as I knew I would. Very, very much indeed.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The Matter
and the Anti-Matter.
This next song has been recommended by Stuart Chapman of Kentish Town. He has recommended this and another tune that I'm going to play later on. But this is My Morning Jacket and Knock Comes Loose. He's also recommended an instrumental by Free called Mouthful of Grass that I'm going to play in a little while. But Stuart says, seeing as though I've been travelling a lot recently, he thought he'd share some tunes that he listens to when he's on road trips. So put yourself on your favourite journey ever and have a listen to this great tune from My Morning Jacket. Thanks to Stuart Chapman for this Song for Guy recommendation. It's called Knock Comes Loose. Voice, that was My Morning Jacket and Knock Comes Loose. A Song for Guy recommendation from Stuart Chapman. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, try and base your choices on songs that I've played on the programme and try and think about it in a way of, try and pick stuff that you don't think I will have heard, either because you've never heard me play it on the radio or because you're in a different country and maybe it's a band that didn't make it over to the UK. Quite often happens that bands can be enormous in one country and not in another. For instance, Elbow's record sales doubled in Russia last month, when a second copy of The Seldom Seen Kid was bought. Big piracy market out there, so I can only think that somebody scratched the master. So yeah, two records sold in Russia, that's not bad, is it? It's not bad, it's awful. Anyway, so yeah, for whatever reason you think I might have not heard a tune, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Wonderful. So this is from the new album from Atlas Sound. It's called Parallax. The album and the single are out on the 7th of November, and this is called Lightworks. I've played Atlas Sound on the radio before, and they've usually got quite soundscapey, often doomy sort of tones to the music. This couldn't be more different. It's got a little bit of a spring in its step, in kind of a tongue-in-cheek way, I think. Anyway, I like this song. It's called Lightworks, and once again, it's by Atlas Sound. That was the new one from Atlas Sound. That was Lightworks. Great new music. And you know, all music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Our victim was born long ago and far away, in an England of rolling hills and endless forests. A gentle folk favourite to be sung by firelight and passed down the generations. It was cherished by lovers of traditional music and outrageously attacked by the audio assassins. First in a jazz meets bossa nova nightmare, Sergio Mendes and the pseudo-sexy vocal stylings of Brazil 66 forced it into a series of Latin American hip rolls and spot turns that left it dizzy and disorientated, but thankfully able to stagger away. Next, jazz-tastic French fiddler Jean-Luc Ponty, backed by blaring brass, attempted to saw it in half with a flurry of flying bowstrings. Luckily, it managed to pull itself together and make its escape during an overexcited drum solo. Then, floating forward on a cloud of nebulous New Age naff, the menacing whispered vocals of the Trinity almost terrified it to death. Thankfully, once it had managed to unplug the keyboards, the synthesized spell was broken. But when the dastardly Delphonics abandoned the sound of sexy soul and, with a cringeworthy combination of harpsichord, mandolin and disturbing Miss Piggy-style vocals, dragged this beautiful ballad to its doom, it was Moida. Is unbelievably bad. I love it.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Strands and polishes a gun. She'll be a true love of mine.
in a sickle bellows blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley's angels, Mary and Gerald's born in the soldiers to kill
and gather it all
and to fight for the cause
they long ago forgotten.
She'll be a true love of mine.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there.
She once was a true love of mine.
Yeah, that was eventually and mercifully Simon and Garfunkel's version of Scarborough Fair. I think that's one of my favourites ever. That was absolutely preposterous. More Moida next week. Tom Waits has a new record out, and if you're a regular listener, you'll know that that is pretty exciting news for me. This is the single off it. It's called Back in the Crowd. The album's called Bad as Me, and it's out around now somewhere in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, welcome back to the great Tom Waits, Back in the Crowd.
You don't want these arms to hold you, if you don't want these lips to kiss you, if you found someone new.
Signals a little change in direction for the great man. That was Tom Waits and his new single, Back in the Crowd. I can't wait to hear the rest of the record. The theme of this week's programme is the exquisitely disconcerting in tunes. That's the exquisitely disconcerting in tunes. It's the only way I can think of describing what often happens in my favourite music, which is exactly that. Just a little edginess to it, a little discomfort. Quite often it's because you feel that something raw has gone into it. Often it feels like it's involved intoxicants of some kind. It's a head shift. All music, all lyric writing is it's decision making. And if you think about it on that level, which of course I do, being a musician and a lyricist, you wonder why certain people have made certain decisions when they're writing songs. I don't think it's something you can only appreciate if you write music. It's just that, that sort of creeping doubt in the motivations behind songs that put you on edge a little bit. I suppose it's why people like horror movies and ghost stories. People like that feeling of uncomfortable. More astute, not astute, what am I trying to think of? More concentrated than that. This exact feeling is this feeling of exquisite disconcertion. I get it during this next tune. This is on American 4, The Man Comes Around. Johnny Cash, late in his life, made a bunch of records full of covers of other people's songs. Some of the songs were written specifically for him. Some are just old favourites that he chose. But every now and again, something that he'd written appeared on those records. The Man Comes Around is the name of this particular album. It's fantastic and you should get it. And the best song on it, I have to say, is the one that Johnny's written. It's called The Man Comes Around, and I find this exquisitely disconcerting because I am almost 100% sure that what you hear in this song, especially in the introduction and the first few lines, is the sound of a man who is genuinely terrified of dying. Here's Johnny Cash and When the Man Comes Around.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see," and I saw, and behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing, multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum, voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices calling. us is crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him.
I've changed my mind. You can't class that as exquisitely disconcerting. I'm just going to go for straight terrifying. That's Johnny Cash contemplating death for real, and The Man Comes Around. A fantastic song.
Six Music is the new.
I didn't know how hard it would be.
The renowned.
The only one I know.
The pioneering.
The day my God went mad.
Four unique artists, all on one stage.
The Six Music Showcase in Salford.
Join us on October the 31st for an evening of live music with John Cooper Clarke, Bombay Bicycle Club, Michael Kiwanuka and The Charlatans. For your chance to be there, register for tickets at the Six Music website now.
The Six Music Showcase in Salford.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
This week's theme of songs that have a disconcerting edge to them was inspired by the next tune. This is by Conan Moccasin. I don't know if it's pronounced Conan or Conan. It's a double N there in the middle. Who's apparently a band or an artist from New Zealand. I haven't heard anything quite like this before. And it made me unsettled to listen to it. So much so that that became the theme of this week's programme. This is fantastic. It's out on 24th of October. It's called Faking Jazz Together. And I can't wait to hear more of this artist's music. I couldn't find that much stuff. I didn't look that hard online, because I do like to leave an excuse for you lot to get in touch with me. So educate me, if you can, on the music of Conan Moccasin. This is Faking Jazz Together. I think it's amazing. Just blow my mind. Conan Moccasin and Faking Jazz together. I'm going to find out as much as I can about that artist, and I'm going to probably play that song again next week and the week after and the week after. I love it. That's Faking Jazz Together by Conan Moccasin, out on the 24th of October. Beautiful. Liz Green is local. She's got a fantastic voice. She's a lovely girl. I meet her annually at Mark Riley's Christmas Bash here in Manchester, which of course is always on the air. I was listening to a snippet from it the other day where him and I Riley and I redid the Drummer Boy intro, you know, that when David Bowie goes round to Bing Crosby's house, terrible TV special Christmas thing, and he knocks on the door and he goes, "Are you the new butler?" And Bing Crosby says, "It's a long time since I've been the new anything," etc. And all this cheesy dialogue starts before they go into Drummer Boy. It's appalling. You should have a look at it on YouTube after this programme's finished, of course. So me and Riley came up with our own version, which consisted of me saying, "Are you the new battler?" And Riley saying, "Get lost." And me saying, "I hate you, new battler," which is just the most tenuous on the buses gag that we could possibly slip into an unrelated programme. Anyway, I digress. Liz Green is somebody that's always at Mark's Bash, and she did an amazing, beautiful Christmas number with Jessica Hoop last year, which is great. Anyway, here she is. She's finally finished this album, takes her time about these things she does. It's called Old Devotion, and this song is called Displacement Song. Well done, Liz. It's another cracking record.
Spreading through town, they were coming in numbers to tear this place down to the ground. And there they come in their twos and their threes with their guns to the front, so you can't fail to see. Stay now, you've got to carry all you can take. For they're on the uptake. So we're standing in line with our pots and our pans and the sink if you can, and the children in your one free hand. All blistered and hardened and bruised from the war. all we got are the rocks and the sticks and the stones, but they don't break the bones when they hit. So quieten your voices and stamp out your fires. We'll be sleeping by day and we'll travel on at night.
Liz Green and Displacement Song. This Frontier Needs Heroes are an alternative folk duo. It's brother and sister Brad and Jessica Loretti from Brooklyn in New York. It says, I think they've written this, listening to This Frontier Needs Heroes is like having Brad and Jessica play in your backyard while the sun comes up. With their powerful delivery and delicate harmonies, their songs are full of honest personal stories of love, loss and longing for a better world. Well, we've got to give it a whirl on that recommendation, haven't we? This is called Don't Treat Me Like a Dog, and it's a new one from This Frontier Needs Heroes.
Don't you treat me like a dog. What if
is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
That was Mouthful of Grass, an instrumental, that's what they call them, innit? I should know these things, really. By the band Free, would you believe? That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Stuart Chapman, the second one from Stuart this week, and both of the tunes that he chose for us, the other one was by My Morning Jacket, are both examples of tunes that Stuart enjoys travelling to. I listen to an awful lot of music when I'm travelling as well. So I appreciate that, Stuart. Thank you very much. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the BBC Six Music website. I am Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour. And the theme of this week's Finest Hour is music with an exquisitely disconcerting edge. This next tune, well, it's strange, isn't it? Many, many moons ago, I was probably about 22, 23 when this record came out. The record Maxine K by Tricky came out. Really into Massive Attack at the time, who I've since worked with, the world being a strange place as it is. Really into Portishead as well, who I met this summer for the first time. And then this record from Tricky comes out. It just absolutely blew me away. The whole album is really edgy, really inky, really dark, and very graphic in places. But this is the song that sticks with me most. And the beauty of the album is the most immediate songs by an act don't always end up being your favourite. Certain music requires time to digest, it requires patience, and then when you finally do click with it, it's a lot harder to shake than perhaps the first single on an album would be. This is the exact example of why the album needs to stay alive as an art form. This was perhaps the last track that struck me on Max and K, but it's the one that I love the most these days. It is exquisitely disconcerting, especially once the bass line's established itself and the groove is happening. This kind of bell noise comes in that could be slowed down piano or xylophone or something. It's totally in a different time signature and a totally different key from the bass line, and that immediately twists you. It immediately puts you in a different place. Anyway, exquisitely disconcerting and featuring the beautiful vocals of Martina Topley Bird, this is Feed Me by Tricky.
Hey. So what you gonna do? So what's inside now? Destroy what we are. Together we can build what we are. When we dream, we spirit free. We don't give praise, we take praise. So why are we? How things are, together we'll destroy. We can destroy what we are. Together we can build what we are. When we dream the spirit free, we don't give praise, we take praise. So why are we? Feed me when I'm hungry. We found a new place to live where we're taught to grow strong. And strongly sensitive, and life sets a scenery. Colors leave only beauty, words and wine amongst the greenery. See how it is, see how it is.
We have to take this from a margin. We lost my origin.
Let's drink from crystal though nothing is clear. I despise you, damn you, dream you, I love you. And still nothing's clear. I think of when I found you. Too deep I see it while I drown you. Down into like two-tone vision. I've been raised in this place.
Thank you.
There you go, spooky stuff, eh? That was Feed Me by Tricky. The next tune is a song for Guy recommendation from Peter, where have I put it? Where have I put it? Bowker, Peter Bowker. He says, this is pure brilliance. Simple but beautifully complex at the same time, just like the whole album, really. And it is, I'm happy to say, Admiral Fallow with the song Delivered. This is a very sad song, saying goodbye to somebody.
Reddish brown, ready to be bulldozed down and softly torn to pieces in slow motion with no sound. You've got metal in your arteries and cameras in your bloodstream and heartbeats from your batteries and limited reserve. This is your end. This is your end. You're delivered. Stories and the tales that you told will no doubt outlast your years. But the heavy lead arteries and the cameras in your bloodstream and the heartbeats from your batteries ticking slower and slower. Still, this is your end. This is your end. This is your delivered.
Very touching song, very sad song from Admiral Fallow, courtesy of Peter Bowker, and that was Delivered. Thank you very much, mate.
Six Music.
Andrew Collins and Josie Long.
Hey, Josie, I'm in business.
What kind of business you in, Andrew?
I'm in the podcasting business.
Oh my gosh, how is business?
Well, there's no real business model, so we just make podcasts and put them out for free, which is not really a business. More
that
of a charity.
That did not work as the pun. It was an appalling pun.
But the podcasts are very good.
Yes.
And you're never alone. The Collins and Long podcast, which is actually a lie, because you probably are.
But to be honest, most people don't go, guys, come around for dinner, we'll put on a podcast.
Very true. It's a solitary experience, but there's nothing wrong with solitary experiences.
No. Andrew Collins and Josie Long. Available now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Our featured artist this week is Tim Harding, for no other reason than I absolutely adore the slow vibrato, easy delivery of his voice. So I'm going to play two tunes from Tim Harding in a row. The first I've picked from the live recordings made at Woodstock in 1969, which feature heavily on this programme because it is an amazing festival full of my favourite artists. And I love the fact that it's so well recorded. This is If I Were a Carpenter, and have a listen to the way he sings the second line of the song when the audience kick up. And I can only think that he wanted to deliver the song quietly, and he started it where he wanted to deliver it. The audience cheering get in the way, and he has to really belt the second line out to hear himself over them. But then it settles down into one of the most beautiful recordings of his voice there is. So I'm picking the first one, If I Were a Carpenter, and, well, Oliver Reed's going to pick the next one. That's weird, isn't it?
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love for loneliness, I save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were much poorer than you seem to see me, would you be sure I couldn't really be me? If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Recorded live at Woodstock Festival in 1969, that was Tim Hardin and the beautiful If I Were a Carpenter. Isn't recording wonderful? I know I'm always going on about it. My granddad used to lean on his stick by his gas fire and talk about how wonderful it was that this was coming from under the North Sea. And that people had bought pipes to heat his home and to cook his food with this stuff. The endeavour, I remember him saying. So I feel the same way about tape. I feel the same way about the fact that we're just listening to a man singing and a crowd appreciating that from 1969. And we were just listening to it just then. It's amazing. Anyway, Tim Hardin, who sang that song, is our featured artist. And courtesy of the Desert Island Discs archive, here's Oliver Reed on his episode of Desert Island Discs. And he picked a Tim Hardin tune as well, called Lady Came From Baltimore, which we'll hear just after we hear Oliver talking about his career at that point.
What was the first film that you really cared to talk about that gave you a chance to show what you could do?
Well, my bank manager believes that it was The System, the first film that which I made for Michael Winnow. In terms of my artistic life, I believe that my association, contrary to popular belief, with Ken Russell, it does run smoothly. I think that with Debussy, was a moment in my life when I broke through as something else other than the man that wore the teeth.
Yes. So your first proper film, as it were, for Michael Winner, The System, and the Ken Russell films. Debussy, you also played Dante Gabriel Rossetti for him, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I read the poetry for Henri Rousseau. And after reading that poetry, there's the first real breakthrough in terms of people listening to my voice. I was always playing Teddy Boys and I had to put on another voice.
And on the big screen for Ken Russell, you did Women in Love, The Devils, Marlowe. And you're doing Tommy, or have you finished Tommy?
No, we've finished Tommy. Tommy with the Who. That's a real breakaway, because I made a film called Oliver, and I played Bill Sykes. And Bill Sykes, on the stage, had one song, My Name, I think, which was his opening number, and my uncle Carol directed it. And quite rightly, John Wolfe and Carol determined that they thought that I wasn't sufficient of a singer to be able to sing the song, and quite rightly. Ken Russell has other ideas, and he always pushes me in at the deep end and wants to see me sink. in actual fact, on Tommy, he pushed me in at the deep end, and I think I sunk, but we'll see that in the spring. I think the film's going to open, but I think that Pete Townsend and The Who will probably save me.
Lady came from Baltimore, and all she wore was lace. She didn't know that I was poor, she never saw my place. I was there to steal her money, to take her reins and run. Then I fell in love with a lady, got away with none. The lady's name was Susan Moore, her daddy read the law. She didn't know that I was poor and lived outside the law. Her daddy said I was a thief and didn't marry her for love. But I was Susan's true belief and married her for love. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. And then I fell in love with a lady, got away with none. The house she lived in had a wall to keep the robbers out. She never stopped to think at all, but that's what I'm about. I was there to steal her money, take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with a lady, got away with none.
Courtesy of the Desert Island Discs Archive, that was Tim Harding and Lady Came from Baltimore, which was chosen by Oliver Reed in 1974 on his episode of Desert Island Discs. The next song was a song for Guy recommendation from Lee and Charlotte, who are both mates of mine who hang out in Big Hands. They work there, in fact, in Manchester, which is the rock and roll bar in Manchester, we like to think these days. Anyway, it's M Ward and Eyes on the Prize. And being around these two drunk once in a while, you wouldn't think they were such sensitive souls.
Everything I've learned I have forgotten. Everything I've forgotten, it's just like new. And I pull the ends out for the tie that binds, to keep my promise with you. With my eyes on the prize and my mind on you, I put my pride on the line, my whole life too. Now anything you ask me for is yours now. Say the word and I'll lay it at your feet. And I'll meet the payments down the line somehow, 'cause you kept your promise to me. With my eyes on the prize, my mind on you, I put my pride on the line, my whole life too. You say, take your axe and fashion me a kind of sway. Walking blues have played a number on my face. And I'll dance whatever dance you need to dance, as you keep your promise with me. You keep your promise with me. You keep your promise. You keep your promise. You keep your promise with me.
There are certain artists that spend their entire careers being well-kept secrets, generally saved from the complete ignominy of being dropped by their record company, thanks to the high regard of their fellow musicians, influential reviewers, and the odd indulgent label boss. One of those whose music was allowed to flourish in the face of commercial failure was David Ackles, an American singer-songwriter who influenced artists as diverse as Elvis Costello, Phil Collins, and who appealed to Bernie Taupin so much that he produced his second album. Quite why he was so consistently overlooked is a matter for debate. It could have been that he was difficult to categorise, with influences ranging from folk to musical theatre. Or it could just be that 70s audiences weren't ready for the heady mix of styles now embraced by fans of artists such as Rufus Wainwright. Whatever the reason, a man capable of writing songs such as 1970s Woman River deserves to be heard. Set against a swirling mass of jazz instruments with a slow-flowing melody, his voice, heavy with sensuous intent, is dark and seductive. The starkly beautiful imagery, the dramatic crescendos, and the gentle ebb and flow of this outstanding track are surely more than enough reasons to celebrate, however belatedly, the remarkable music of David Ackles. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Wide, yeah. I go in swimming, will you take me to sea? I like a woman to me, yeah. Sometimes it's summer and you slow down to roll. Is that so? 'Cause you know you're headed for. Flowing past, hey, don't you move so fast by the riverbank. You don't have to drown me, just to water my tree. I like a woman to me.
Chosen by the Beckopedia, that was David Ackles and Woman River. And that was really, wasn't it? I mean, that was like the theme of the show being the disconcerting. That brass arrangement was really quite disconcerting. A very sort of simply classically structured song. But whoever produced that, whoever did the arrangements on it, it made it really odd, really disconcerting. I love it. Spookiness abounds this week on The Finest Hour. This next song is no exception. I was talking earlier in the programme about if you have a song for Guy recommendation, try and pick something I've never heard before, either because it was released a while ago and it just escaped me, whatever reason it might not be on my radar. And quite often, the songs that are recommended come from abroad, because I'm very proud to say that I've got listeners all over the world. And this is how I came across the band Augie March. Augie March are an Australian band. They've the equivalent of won the Mercury Prize over there, but nobody's heard them in this country. And it's actually really difficult to get hold of their music, especially this next song, because it's on an album called Strange Bird, which is the first record I heard by them. We've actually met the Augie March since, and we've played with them as well whenever we're out in Oslo. We try and hook up with them. This song's called The Drowning Dream, and have a listen to the lyrics. There's some amazing, exquisite, beautiful lyrics in here. There's also some really quite scary, nightmarish images about people trapped in containers and about trapped in the bottom of a boat, and well, it's called The Drowning Dream. Have a listen to the words and see if it really sets you on edge. Focus as well on the fact that there's pretty much just a hi-hat and the occasional kettle drum crash in this song, and otherwise all the rhythm is picked up by the guitars. A really beautiful dreamscape from Australian friends of ours, Augie March. Here is The Drowning Dream.
Thank you.
absolutely love it, and I don't want to break the spell too much that that song creates for me, so I'm going to go straight into something that suits it very well. This song is a really important one for Elbow. In fact, I'd say our song Newborn, which was the first one picked up by Mark Radcliffe and Mark Riley when they were on Radio 1, got us our first album deal. It got us our first record out. It's called Newborn. Our song is called Newborn, rather. This song is called Entangled, but the way that the synthesizers take off at the end of the song, and there's a whole instrumental passage after the song proper has finished, if you know what I mean, that turns it into a different piece. We sort of borrowed that. We sort of borrowed that when we were writing Newborn. So here is Entangled. It's got all kinds of dream imagery in the lyrics, and then the synthesizer, the keyboard solo afterwards, just takes you to a different place. Eerie, beautiful, and disconcerting. One could say exquisitely disconcerting. Here's Genesis and Entangled.
Your breath and send you the bill.
It might be worth pointing out that I didn't play the remastered version of that song. That was Genesis and Entangled from A Trick of the Tail, which is a great record with Phil Collins on vocals. People are very quick to dismiss Genesis post-Gabriel and it's nonsense. Entangled is an example of that. So I played the original version from A Trick of the Tail because I found that the remastered version wasn't as dynamic. I don't know if you were involved with that mastering process, but if you were, I've just insulted you massively. Get off that compression.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
This October
on Steve Lamacq.
Noel Gallagher.
I always felt that Liam needed to be in a gang.
Yeah.
Whereas you probably don't need to be in a gang.
I'd ended up in this band and I was a songwriter and they hung out trying to demolish bars and stuff like that, you know. I was quite jealous.
Listen to our conversation in full at the 6 Music website now. Still to come, Coldplay. I'll be welcoming Chris Martin to talk about Coldplay's fifth studio album. And first up, Steve Lamacq at the Soon Festival. Next Friday, I'll be live in Cardiff at one of the best new music festivals and hanging out with the likes of Joy Formidable. Steve Lamacq, weekday afternoons from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A second pool star, if ever I saw one.
After all that spooky disconcertion, eerie dreamscapes, let's have a couple of comforting songs to finish off the finest hour this week. This is a really an unusually direct lyric from Devendra Banhart. He quite often writes things just to twist with your head, just to mess with you. A psychedelic, messed up imagery. It's always got an element of fun to it. But this song, Now That I Know, I don't know, it rings a few more bells of truth than his usual lyrics. It's from the album Cripple Crow. It's Devendra Banhart, and it's beautiful. Listen to the words too. Now That I Know.
Every penny that you owe, 12 years.
years old. In your mama's clothes, shut the blinds and lock up every door. And if you hear someone's coming near, just close your eyes and make them disappear now. On my own, always on my way now. So I send my friends gifts from where I've been, something for the hand I'm never there to lend. Better keep those eyes climbing paradise, and don't pretend you won't reach it in the end. May not know how to treat or give you what you need, but I am a gentleman who says what he means now. Of a gentle breeze, I see it swell like a story in me to tell, told years away and past my day of dying. So you raise them up to have and always have. They're unaware, share, give a hand to help some, or you give them away. But they'll come back to you someday. Wanna know why nobody was ever there to help them? And no, it ain't fair. And if God forbid you care, it's enough to get you in a whole lot of trouble. I'll realize it ain't wise to idealize, so put your life in the hands of any struggle. Freedom just ain't free now. Ella sang, sifting in the sand, like a hymn within to help us understand. Heaven awaits, we're making our last stand, glory bound and sparrow in our hand.
Lovely, eh? Devendra Banhart being very, very honest, I think, in that song, and that's Now That I Know. If we're talking about comfort, and I think we are at this time on a Sunday, or wherever you, whenever, or wherever you're listening, in fact, after all these sort of disconcerting, eerie dreamscapes that I've had throughout the programme, I thought I'd end with two. So the first was Devendra Banhart, and this, I think, is the bottom line in comforting. This is the late and great John Martin with Go Down Easy. Mm-hmm.
like a fern in the spring. Lie down here, let me sing the things that you bring, and we can go down easy. Oh, my lover, we can go down. To me, and we can go down easy. Oh, my darling, we can go down easy. Oh, my lover, we can go down easy. Curl around me like a fern in the spring. Let me sing the things you bring, and we can go down easy. Oh, my lover, we can go down easy. Oh, my darling, we can go down easy.
John Martin and Go Down Easy. Well, that's the end of the show for another week. Don Letts coming up, so don't touch that dial. Imagine that, I get to say that as part of my job. If you'd have told me that when I was 10, I wouldn't have believed you. It's been wonderful. I've enjoyed myself as always. Thanks so much for your Song for Guy recommendations. Thanks for broadening my horizons, as you always do. Thanks, of course, to the Beckopedia for that wonderful David Ackles track and for all the contributions she makes to the show. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Ian and Dave and Boz and everybody who helps me put the programme together in Manchester. Some odd things happening in the schedules over the next few weeks. I can't remember if I'm here next week and not the week after. And at some point, I'm going to be filling in for Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey in the afternoon, which should be a right laugh. But anyway, I'm not sure of all the dates because I'm a disorganised scruffback. I am Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Album. God, come on, man. Right to the end of the show and then a cock up like that. I am Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Don Letts up next.
Tomorrow is on its way, it's getting
Music from 1am. BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight, and this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. Tonight, my usual, yeah, I guess it's become de rigueur, laid-back selection that crosses time, space and genres for a kaleidoscope of sound that'll include Real Estate, Ken Booth, John Martin, The Stepkids, The Neville Brothers, Conan Moccasin, Iroy and Bjork, to name just a few. But let's set the tone with Byron Lee and the Dragoneers. Hot reggae.